Well, our moms think we're funny.
Hey, everybody, this is Turk182.
I am a Comey.
I know, we've, ever since everything, and me getting back to states. Dude, I still have to get, so many fucking inoculation shots. I mean, just from coming back, they're like, well, did you get a shot before you went over there? Like, no, the motherfucker was kidnapped. Oh, okay. We got to give you one for going over, but I'm already back, and we got to give you one for coming back for going over there without getting a shot. I'm like, what the fuck?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, it's almost like the rabies shots, getting, it used to be, 21 or 27, shots.
Yeah, yeah. Like
it was a pretty ridiculous amount, for sure.
So, I mean, so I know we've done an episode since then, but man, it does feel good to be back.
It's good to have you back.
Thank you. So we were talking about the Spike Lee movie Bamboozled that came out in, was it 2010?
2000.
Yeah. And, just kind of what that movie was about and just, talking about, potentially watching it one day and then just kind of discussing the film and all that. And then Comey said, well, you couldn't make that movie nowadays.
Yeah.
Which immediately made me think of this tweet that came out recently.
Okay.
The tweet where Jerry Seinfeld had posted the thing and said, episode of Seinfeld was like, you couldn't film this episode nowadays. And Rob McElhenney, posted a picture of Cricket from the episode where, he's going to get all cleaned up and stuff. And he's looking in the mirror and he's like, God, one more time. And he's like, oh no. He's like, you can't. Which I thought was like a great response.
Yeah.
And after I watched those two episodes, the three episodes and then realized that one episode took place, mm-hmm. in the middle of PTSD.
Yeah, and all that.
And I was like, I love the way they kind of brought that mm-hmm. back. But yeah, I was like, people say that you can't do that. Now I'm like, you can. You just have to have someone that's going to say, yeah, okay, do it.
Yeah.
And, either people will laugh or they'll get mad. But either way, I mean, they're going to laugh or get mad about something.
So, right.
So.
I don't know. I think that's kind of been the whole philosophy of the podcast from the very start is we're not going to let people tell us what we can and can't talk about or what jokes we can and can't make. Hmm. And that's always been our whole thing. It's like, you can't cancel somebody if they don't give a fuck.
Yeah exactly.
And I'm pretty sure that it was Kid Rock who said something to the same effect. you can't cancel me. I refuse to be canceled. And I think that's a big part of it is, you get the more controversial stuff Always Sunny and it's just they don't care.
Yeah. It's just, you're 100% right. I mean, honestly, For the masses out there, we are hardly anything on the podcast radar, right? We're that blip that pops up every once in a while. We got a blip, and they're like, oh, must have been a pod of whales, and then we're gone again.
We're pretty huge in Poland.
Yeah, that's true. But the thing is, you don't want us to be more popular. You don't. I mean, because if we were to become more popular, like you said, you can't cancel us if we don't give a fuck. And basically, it's gonna be an Obi-Wan. If you strike me down, I'm going to become more powerful than you ever imagined. Because, at that point then, we reserve a little bit, just because we're like, but if you're going to sit there and be like, oh, okay, well, now we want to just shut you down completely. We don't want you to have any kind of voice at all. I was like, oh, well, now I don't have a reason to hold back.
Rest assured that will make us worse.
So, and that brings me up to another thing that I really want to talk about, and I know some people are going to view it negatively, and it is a criticism. It's a criticism, but I think it's fairly directed, and I don't think obviously I don't think I'm wrong. Whatever, fucking think I'm wrong, but but I think it's fairly directed, which is, and I mentioned messaging you about this, these college campus protests.
Oh boy. Right?
And look, okay.
I think there's been something 200 arrests because of these protests in the past week.
And that's at one school. And you just had them popping up all over the state. Which part of this is just a bunch of bored ass teens wanting to pretend that they're doing something when they're not really doing anything at all. It's like, oh, this is the popular thing now? is to protest, and then I can look like I'm an activist, like I really care, mm-hmm. and you know, like, and then I have something to tell about, like, oh, you know, it's like, I mean, I bet you there are, like, the majority of the people that are out there doing this, in their minds, they're saying to themselves, this is our Kent State. And I'm like, and you have no idea what the fuck Kent State is, do you? Like, you really
yeah,
don't.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? And, but I bet you that's what they're thinking. They're like, you know, we're going to occupy this, occupy that, and all this kind of stuff. I'm like, you guys are a bunch of fucking morons. You've caused commencements to be canceled, you know, classes to be shut down, and all this kind of stuff. You have fucked up some people's graduation. And those people are pissed.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, like, and I mean, you know, you, first off, I'm lucky if I graduated. Second, right, I only get to graduate once. You know, it's like the James Bond movie. You only graduate once. And you fucked it up because you're an idiot. And I'm not saying that the protests themselves are stupid, that they don't have that they should be protesting or anything else. I mean, if you find that something is unfair, is unfair and people are not being treated properly, right? And you can't really do anything directly to change that. Okay, sure, protest. Okay, fine. But protest against the right thing. Remember, like, Occupy Wall Street when they were trying to do that?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
They didn't say Occupy Wall Street and then go to Walmart. Like, they went to Wall Street.
Yeah, yeah.
So, what these people are doing, this is what I think is just so fucking stupid, is they're like, we're going to protest, you know, what's going on in Israel and, you know, Gaza, and, you know, with the Palestinians by taking over this school in the U.S.
Yeah. We're going to block traffic on your commute to work.
Right. And how does that affect Israel? How does that make them change anything? Yeah. How does that save the people, you know, the Palestinians? Like, it doesn't. So you're like, oh, well, Mr. President, I want you to do something. We're going to protest this. What do you want him to do? He has no control over that. He has no say so in anything. The only thing he can do is just talk, which he's been doing, and he's been sending his people over there to do and do and do, but mm-hmm. he can't do anything. The only thing you could actually do now is go to war. It's like, is that what you're asking? You're asking us to go to war with Israel? Like, it's like, okay, so when I was, God, what was I like?
It is an election year, Dirk.
When I was like 10 years old, right? A friend of mine and I, we had plans, and, you know, we had this, like, weekend plans, and we were gonna go camping.
Mm-hmm.
He gets in trouble. And get suspended, and now we can't go camping. And we've been playing this for like a couple weeks, right? You know, we're going to go camping for the weekend. It's going to be great. He gets in trouble. He gets suspended. Can't go camping now. And it trips off. It was one of those things where like this is the time, the window we have to do this weekend. Yeah. After that, you know, who knows if, you know, if they're going to, you know, come up again. So I was upset and I'm like, dude, I want to go camping. Like, I can't just by myself. Like, now my entire weekend, like, this is what I had planned for this time. Like,
yeah.
You know, and at 10 years old, like, you can't imagine anything else filling that void.
Of course not. You know? Yeah.
So when I was like, you know, well, I want this back. I want him to be able to us to be able to do this, right? So I kind of like staged a hunger strike at home. Like, I'm not going to eat everything until my friend, you know, is no longer grounded and then we can do this thing. And, you know, obviously my parents didn't like that. And, you know, like, yeah, but I'm not going to eat until this happens. But they had no control over that.
Right, yeah.
So what happened? I got grounded. Because they could not do anything about the situation. Like, you're protesting to us for something we can't do anything about at all. So now you're the one in trouble, and it hasn't helped your situation at all. That's the exact same thing here. Like, yeah, you're not doing anything. Like, only thing you're doing is fucking up shit for everybody else and for yourself. But you think that you know, like, all the people that have sit there, like, the UN has talked to Netanyahu. We've sent, like, Winkin, Blinkin, and Nod, or whatever the fuck that guy's name is over there, and everything. He's talked and talked and talked. I mean, he's gone over to Israel so much now, I think they've made him an honorary, like, Jewish, like, Jew. Like,
right.
I mean, because it's like, dude, you're always here. Right? I mean, I see you more than the same old damn mother.
They've got, like, an express lane for him at the embassy. He's like, yeah, yeah, right there.
So,
bring out your information filled out, bud.
Yeah, you're good. So the thing is, like, people are talking, and Netanyahu's ignoring it. Oh, what was that? Some kids at Columbia University, they set up, like, shanties on the yard, and they're refusing to go to school until we change something. Well, shit. I didn't realize that. I love Columbia University. Like, like, what the fuck? I mean, do you even think he knows? You think he gives a shit? I mean, like, no, you're not affecting any kind of change at all. Only thing you're doing is making people hate you.
It's the same thing as people with the Free Tibet bumper stickers back in the day.
Yeah.
It's like, what the fuck do you expect me to do about it? Like, man, I'm just trying to return my cart to Walmart because I'm not an animal. Like, what am I supposed to do seeing that bumper sticker? How has that changed the outcome of any of this situation? It's the same exact thing.
Yeah, it is. Like, it's like, okay, so what did that do? It's like, I never thought about it. I guess the bet should be free. I mean, I'm not going to look it up. I'm just going to go buy the guy's bumper sticker. Because, you know, he's got the other one that says, you know, like, honk if you like fat chicks, you know? And then a free Tibet thing, like, he seems like a pretty cool guy, so why not? I mean...
Yeah, I fuck with it. Type shit. Type shit, I can see Tibet being free.
Yeah, man. Free Tibet.
I mean, as far as, like, what's going on the campuses now, I genuinely believe that the buzzword that is just forcing these students into doing this is the right side of history.
Mm-hmm.
And that shit has been all over the fucking internet. I want to be on the right side of history. And it's like, so that is the modern day version of calling somebody chicken in the 90s. Like, nobody calls me chicken, and then they like jump off a bridge or some shit. That's exactly what it is. It's like, oh yeah, we should protest about this. No, I mean, I'm not really affected by that. Don't you want to be on the right side of history, Kristen? Like, that's 100%.
I mean, being alive is being on the right side of history.
Right.
I mean, so and I'm not saying that we shouldn't care and that bad people should win, but if the wrong person wins, you know, that part of history, which is a kind of a stupid thing to say, but if the wrong person wins that part of history, right? If you say, well, yeah, but, you know, I was against them. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Didn't change anything. I mean, like...
Right?
Like, I mean, you know, there's a lot of people that after that shit happened was like, ooh, wrote a bad song, Petey. You know? And the thing is, it doesn't really matter if you're on the right side of history, quote, or the wrong side, because you can change your mind at any time.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Most people that end up doing bad things, you know, or getting on the wrong side... It happens because they're not properly informed.
Yeah.
Or they believe that, you know, what this person says they're going to do. And instead they like, you know, they flip it and they're like, oh shit, he did what I was hoping he wasn't going to do. Well, like, now I'm going to turn against him. Like, it's not like, well, made my bed. I mean, he says we should just go out there and just start, you know, just killing kangaroos. Let's just start killing some kangaroos. I mean, I like kangaroos, but hell, I mean, like, this is the side I went for, so I just got to stick with it. Like, no, you can change. I mean, and the thing is, you can't go to somebody either and be like, no, you can't come over here and help us to fight back now. You want to be over there and shoot against us? Then fine, you stay over there. Like, don't you want our manpower? Nope. Why would I want your manpower? Like you can change it. That's like the whole point of it.
You committed to it. You're going to have to wait 20 years and then pay us reparations. That's the only way to do this right.
Yeah, good luck on that. I mean, shit. They'll honor those robot treaties before they'll give fucking reparations.
They'll wind up on a reservation. We ain't going to honor any damn treaties.
I mean, it's so, you know, these guys are hoping that their picture is going to end up in a damn history book one day.
Yeah, you
know? Yeah. It's so damn, every time I keep saying it, like, you guys absolutely have no clue of what you're doing, do you? And again, I'm not saying that protests are bad. I'm not saying they don't have a right to protest, and I'm not saying that they shouldn't. But you have to protest the right people.
Yeah. I mean, for me, the big thing for me is... You know, so far this hasn't like the protests themselves have not impacted me. They also haven't changed my mind, but for me it's like, that's fine. Can you articulate what the problem is, or are you just repeating the same rhetoric that everybody else has said?
Right.
Cuz if the most you can sum up for why you are damaging property and fucking up an actual like hardworking citizens' days is to just say what you found on Twitter, fuck you, I'm not interested.
Right.
Like, you could have the best point in the world, and totally be on the right side of history, but you're just still following a mob mentality.
Exactly.
So it's like, even if I happen to agree with you, if the only thing you're doing is just running with a crowd, going rah rah ro ro, Palestine has got to go, whatever.
No, they're actually pro-Palestine.
Yeah. Again, I'm not even like...
you're out there with the wrong sign. Way to go, Dennis.
I accidentally attend the wrong protest. Yeah!
Well, I mean, but you're absolutely right. And here's the, last thing I'm going to say about this, right? Is if you really want me to listen to what you have to say, you're out there, you're protesting, you know, and you're, and, you know, you've got your sign and you're like, ah, listen to me. We've got something important to say. Listen to us. Okay, I will. Provided your sign is nice and neat. The letters are properly spaced out. Not all, not like Free Palestine, you know, where you just, you run out of room at the end. Like, no, like, I'm sorry. That's not, that's like, take some time. Like, if you care that much, then you care enough to take some time to do a sign properly that catches my attention. Be like, hey, this guy cares about this. I can tell by how he made his sign.
Yeah.
I'm going to listen to him. Yeah. I may not agree with you, but I'll listen to you.
You know, like an introduction, a statement of like intent, all that stuff. You know, like autistic 24-year-old male virgin seeks attractive 18-year-old.
I'm just saying, like when your sign says "Free Pala P-A-L-L scratch P-A-L-I scratch," I'm like, okay, I'm done. I can't.
How do you feel about like the neon pink poster board signs that they make?
I mean, yeah, they're striking. Like,
right, right. It's eye-catching at the very least.
But like, I was driving on the road and I saw your neon pink sign there and I was like, Palestine, how's it? Tell me about it. I'm sorry. I was just like, before I go back to my cave, please.
You had my interest, but now you have my attention.
Hey, wait, I'm sorry. I'm trying to listen to you, but I can't. Can you put a sign up in front of your face? There we go. Okay, now, yeah. Now I'm all tuned in. Okay. I'm like, and that's why I sent you that meme, which is like one of my favorite lines from X-Men, when they're in the Statue of Liberty and Cyclops goes, Storm frying, and Magneto goes, oh yes, a bolt of lightning into a huge copper conductor. I thought you lived in a school. I'm like, damn, that was a burn shit, man. Like, Magneto just killed his first mutant. I'm like, that's what I'm like. These guys are here protesting the wrong shit. I'm like, I thought you lived in a school. So, those people.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I will, this is probably not the time to bring this up in light of an Israel versus Palestine discussion, but,
Well, we were talking about more of the protesters.
Right.
Because honestly, they could be protesting anything, and, you know, but, you know, and doing it, you know, at the school.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, and directing at the wrong people.
Yeah, they're just disruptive in general, but,
Yeah.
I will say, not tossing out any other opinion besides just, this is an interesting little thing that happened to me. So mom got one of those DNA test things for her birthday.
Oh yeah, I remember you telling me about that.
Yeah. It wasn't 23andMe, it was like some other brand thing, but one of my siblings provided her like sort of an off-brand 23andMe test.
That's my name on Tinder is 23andMe. That's what I want. 23andMe.
Pretty sure 25 is my floor anymore. But yeah, she finally got the results back, and a lot of it is what I expected, but there was a little twist. So we got
gay.
We got 86% English, which that was the part I was fully expecting.
Okay.
I got a math in my head here. We got 11% Eastern European. Okay. So that would be, you know, like Lithuanian, Ukrainian, Polish, to our 35 listeners out there.
They picked up in your voice. I think we talked about this a little bit already, but go ahead, keep going.
And then the part I wasn't expecting, 3% Ashkenazi Jew.
Oh yeah, we did talk about that.
Yeah, and, That justifies like a whole shit ton of the jokes I made on this podcast.
Oh yeah,
I earned the card. I've got the Jew card.
Yeah. I mean, I like Sammy Davis Jr., so that kind of puts me right in. I mean, it's the Candyman, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he was like the person they first wanted to play Willy Wonka.
Yeah, I remember that.
You know what? And I know that Johnny Depp kind of did a version of that in a sense, but more in like a asshole-ish way, I think. But Michael Jackson as Willy Wonka would have been quite interesting.
Come on into my factory, children.
It's like, I gotta get the scene to work. And he starts dancing. And like lighting the floor like Billie Jean. Like, instead of having Oompa Loompas, you just got a bunch of bubbles.
I do think, like, the Willy Wonka songs and stuff set to, like, Michael Jackson music would be really, really interesting.
Oh, it would be kind of interesting.
Yeah. I would enjoy that. I would enjoy that.
God, I wonder how would that... Like, which ones would you adapt into, like, a...
I mean, they could just straight up drop Thriller into the boat scene.
Oh, so you're talking about using his songs? I thought you were talking about like making the Willy Wonka songs like using a tune from Michael Jackson's song.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I was talking about. Okay. But you know, I'm just thinking the boat scene. All you need is Thriller.
Oh yeah, just Vincent Price's like you know his scene alone with you know in the dark with all the shit going on like yeah. Darkness falls across the yeah that would work really well.
I was thinking like the. Like, the kind of the sound font, if you will, and the tune. I'm guessing, like, the song If You Want to View Paradise, that would probably be sort of the same flavors, like The Way You Make Me Feel.
Oh, yeah.
I could see something like that working.
You want to view paradise, want to view paradise. I could work.
Yeah.
And dancing and everything, like, along to it and stuff. Oh man, what if the Oompa Loompas were just miniature versions of Michael Jackson?
It's just like various members of the Jackson 5.
Tito, be careful! Don't fall in the water! Tito, no! And I know that they're not actually going to be visiting the thing, but, you know.
No, I kind of like the idea of the kids going to the chocolate factory or just the Jackson 5.
It's just the only way they can see Michael. If they, like, whoever makes it through the factory, like, their gift is a reunion tour.
Oh, that's a good idea. How are we not millionaires yet?
I don't know, man. Well... Mr. Jackson got what he wanted. Jermaine went first. Oh, man. Yeah, see, that would work really well. Oh, shit. Speaking of which, dude, I was watching Willy Wonka the other day, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this isn't like a George Wallace thing, but like, I was in Cleveland the other day. I was! Now, I mean, this is like, I was watching Willy Wonka the other day, and you probably already picked this up. Well, you know, when you're not blindsided with your hate for Grandpa Joe. But
that's
but,
usually the only reason I watch it is so I can get a hate boner.
When they go to the factory where Veruca's father is having all the people open up the open the candy bars and everything,
yeah.
He's talking and he's like, "We'll find it. It was fine." And the mother's saying something to him, and you can see the factory floor in the window behind him.
Mm-hmm.
Slugworth is there. Walking on the factory floor, and he walks directly over in the back. You can't really see his face. You see him like just a glimpse, right? And he walks directly over to the woman that pulls it out, and he grabs her. He's the one that takes her up the stairs to Mr. Salt.
Nice.
And then once she gives him the ticket, he pushes past her and then goes to talk straight to Veruca. But he's already there on the floor. So he plants that there. He's already walking around the floor. And he plants. I was like, oh shit! Like I never saw that he was there before.
That is interesting. Yeah, I didn't notice that. I noticed him in the other scenes, but yeah, I had not seen that.
I was like, damn,
that's cool. Yep. So you brought up Bamboozled, which. I had not heard of until you showed me that trailer.
Yeah.
But, But, you know, that kind of kicked us off talking about getting canceled and stuff like that, so I'm just going to go ahead and ask you this. In light of, like, you know, we haven't been tabling at as many cons, but, you know, we've been exhibiting. How bad...
I've been reading a lot of scripts lately. It's a lot cheaper than going to the movies.
How bad do you think the fallout would be for a white man to cosplay Robert Downey Jr.'s character in Tropic Thunder?
So, nowadays people are looking for a reason to be outraged, because outrage is the thing. It's just like when, you know, like something new comes out, typically a movie, and then everyone just pounces on it because, you know, being shitty to something, like that's what's in.
Yeah, yeah.
So I know a lot of people would want to make a big stink about it and be like, oh, you can't do this, blah, 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 blah. But the thing is, as a black guy, I can't play Osiris, because Osiris is not a black guy. He's an Australian. He's Kirk Lazarus.
That's my point. Yeah.
So I can't do it. So the only way you would actually be able to appropriately play Osiris, was it Osiris Jenkins, something like that, to be a white guy. Basically, you're being Kirk Lazarus playing Osiris. It doesn't work any other way.
Right, right. See, that's kind of what I was thinking. It's like, I have never seen a black person offended by Robert Downey Jr.
He does such a good job.
Yeah, that's all I've ever heard is like, yeah, no, he's amazing. So it's like, okay, well, technically, that would be somebody cosplaying as an Australian guy who underwent the surgery.
Well, that's like, I can't think of the actor's name now. Shit, it's escaped me. Really good actor. You know, he passed away several years back. Mm-hmm. But, in Kill Bill 2, Kill's adopted father. Right?
Yeah.
He's played by the guy that plays the sheriff.
Mm-hmm.
He does a really good dude. I was working, my old job, and one of the guys that was like in the cube next to me, he was Mexican. He was from Mexico. And he was like, I did not know that guy was a Mexican.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, I mean, he played the role so well. He wasn't offended. He was like, dude, I didn't know that guy. Everything about the mannerism, the way he talks, the accent, he goes, B, he cut your face, no? I mean, he's like, he shot you, no, he's like, I just cut your face. I mean, like, he does a good job. You can't be pissed off at that, man. But that's the thing. It's like, it's when you're playing a role and not playing a caricature.
Yeah.
Like, that's a big difference there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so, it's like, I think you couldn't do it any other way. You have to be like, okay, I'm a white guy playing this, you know, I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude. That's how it's gotta be.
Right, right. Well, I mean, I feel like that's kind of the same situation as like when females dress up as Dr. Frankenfurter. It's like, doesn't that kind of defeat the core purpose of the character?
Yeah, because, I mean, you're not a sweet transvestite.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not wearing what they would consider the wrong clothes. You're just dressing slutty. But, I mean,
which is fine. More power to you.
Right, but, I mean, like, the one time I saw that at a con, I was so confused for a while, because I was like, I don't know who she's supposed to be. Like, why is she dressed in, like, lingerie? Didn't make any sense. I saw the tattoo on the arm, and I was like, oh, okay, now I get it. That's right. Dumb.
yeah.
So, I mean, like, you're the whole thing about doing a, okay, that's why it's called Legacy of Rage, and it has a picture of like Bruce Lee in the background. Okay. Because it has Brandon Lee in it. Wow. That's just slap him right in the face there, huh? But like the whole thing about cosplay is like, you want your character, whoever you're cosplaying, to be instantly recognizable.
Yeah.
You know, now when I say instantly recognizable, you don't expect everybody to recognize it, but the people that know, even if it's like a serious deep cut, the people that know, bam, they know.
Yeah.
You know, and to me, the deep cuts are the best ones.
Oh yeah.
You know, like if we walk around, if we were cosplaying, we were walking around and everything, the entire con, and only one person says something to us, that's fine, because that one person knows.
Right.
They know. And it's like, that's cool. But I mean, obviously, if I wanted to just get a bunch of attention, and I would just be like, oh, hey, look. Okay, that's something.
That sounds cool. that sounds really cool.
So, but I mean, if I wanted a bunch of attention, I'd just walk around as Deadpool.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and be like, hey, everybody, look at me. I'm Deadpool. Be like, okay, yeah, great. And so are those other 50 guys over there.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. I know that, like, we've talked, not on the podcast before, but we've talked about how we should just, like, go to a con as, like, Fat Thor and Suicide Squad Harley Quinn.
Look, it's Jackie Chung.
Mom, can we have Jackie Chan? We have Jackie Chan at home.
Well, I mean, that's Chinese, so, like, he's not Timu Jackie Chan. Like, wait. Oh, shit. I got the hiccups now.
Oh, so, like, dollar store Jackie Chan?
Yeah,
like, Great Value Jackie Chan?
No, it's Alibaba Jackie Chan.
Alibaba
Jackie Chan. which still comes from China.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, that's the thing. I almost, like, fell back on Wish, and it was like, no, Wish doesn't work.
So I know I told you a story once before where, it was like me and, one of my ex-girlfriends, we were going out to eat one day, and we were actually waiting for the restaurant to open up. We were outside talking. She was telling me about somebody that, wanted her to be, cause she did a lot of like, local theater acting.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's really good too. And, she was like, this person wants me to be in one of their upcoming performances. And you know, and she wants to do this kind of like vaudevillian, like minstrel show. And I was like, EL. And she was like, yes, EL. I love doing that, man. Just like, maybe people are like, what? And they're like, oh yeah, no. Oh shit, Yuen Biao and Cynthia Rothrock?
Okay.
What? So, like, right now, like, on my cable thing, like, which has got, it's, like, the worst, it's so racist to me, but the Hi-ya! Network, which just shows, like, you know, like, Chinese or Asian movies and a lot of martial arts movies.
Yeah,
it's supposed to be
yeah.
free, I guess, right now, for, like, a week. So, just kind of, like, flipping through and just seeing, you know, what, you know, kind of what's out there, but... Yeah, I didn't realize that Cynthia Rothrock and Yuen Biao were in a movie together.
That is interesting.
I mean, dude, like, was it Meals, Wheels on Meals?
Yeah, yeah.
Sammo Hung? Well, it's him, Sammo Hung, Jackie Chan, and Benny the Jet Arcades.
Yeah, 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 because that was, like, the last thing that their entire school did together.
And that's when they, like, Benny the Jet and... Jackie Chan had the fight in the living room.
Yep, yep.
And then, of course, like, one of my favorite scenes is in, crap, what's that other one? Ah, shit. Anyway, it's the one with the drugs in the factory where Yuen Biao jumps through the window of broken glass. And he just, it's like that perfect cat dive where he goes through and there's like the shards of broken glass.
Yeah, that is
good. God, that is so nice. Fucking sidekicks, really, dude? Really? Sidekicks? You know, I'm not gonna say anything bad about sidekicks because, you know, it's got, yeah, it's got Chuck Norris in it too, but, Jonathan Brandis.
Ah.
And, you know, unfortunately, Jonathan Brandis, committed suicide. I think he was still filming Sequest DSV.
So I've never seen Sidekicks, but just based off of that poster, it just looks like The Karate Kid, but with Chuck Norris as Mr. Miyagi.
Pretty much. Yeah. But, Yeah, I mean, they, you know, getting back to the whole thing, like, we, you and I say a bunch of stuff that, you know, that, you know, sometimes we're like, yeah, we probably shouldn't say that, or, you know, shouldn't do that, or whatnot, and then we're like, yeah, but it came out of my mouth, so.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I said it.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, it's already done. And, like, there are occasions where things just fly out of your mouth, and like, oh shit, like, I half my brain was thinking about like Pop-Tarts and the other half was like wanting to say something like, you know, ridiculously stupid. And unfortunately the one I was thinking about Pop-Tarts was like a little slow and drop. Like shit, we didn't close the portcullis, you know, fast enough.
I mean, you know, I was just on a bridge and somebody kept spawn camping me and killing me as soon as I spawned in, you know, it just slipped out.
Yeah.
I was just that mad.
You know, but the thing is like, you know, You had that locked and ready. You're like, you know, that just didn't come out of a vacuum. Like, you know, I'm not a fan of the C word. I don't like the C word.
I mean, I don't like it, but I use it.
I have dropped it. And the thing is, when I do, it pisses me off because I'm like, I don't like that word. It's not a word I use. And it pulls me out of my anger.
Well, there you go.
And then, but then directs it at me. You know, so I'm like, oh, I'm like, shit. So yeah, so like, it's not that it doesn't happen. It does happen, you know, but for me, like when it happens, like, okay, that, so, you know, I don't like it, and I don't like the fact that I used it, because I just don't like it. Which is why I can never go to Australia, or parts of England, or is it Ireland?
Scotland.
Scotland, there we go.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, because of bro.
Yeah, our Scottish buddy, he's taught me all kinds of creative ways of using it. Yeah, no, I used to kind of shy away from saying it, but now it's like, whatever. I have no fucks left to give, so.
I mean, yeah, so. But anyway, but
sometimes you just need, like, a really low rent, just, like, venomous thing to shout in traffic.
Yeah.
And that's a pretty good one.
You fat cow! You stupid fat cow! Children are playing here! with all that, you know, like, sometimes I say shit, and I'm like, yeah, I said it. I mean, like, did I really mean to say it? No, I didn't. But it did come out of my mouth, and it was something that was generated by my brain. So in a way, I kind of did mean to say it. So, I mean, let's just go and just stand behind it, man. Like, yep, I did that. Like, let's move forward. I mean, because to me, that's the only way to do it. So, like, yeah, I probably shouldn't have. I didn't mean to, but, you know, I said something, you know, incredibly insensitive, you know, but just like we said, what, you know, what's the difference between, you know, insult and humor? Time.
Yep.
So.
I don't know. I think the last time I dropped the C word on this podcast, it was either directed at Roy Thomas or Rob Liefeld. It's like, well, I'm sure as fuck not going to apologize about that. Like, I think that was pretty warranted in either case. Can't remember the exact context, but I'm pretty sure it was warranted.
Yeah, I mean, Rob Thomas, I don't know what the hell's wrong with him. Roy Liefeld, they switched names.
Roy Liefeld, God.
I can't say Rob Thomas, because like the lead singer of like Matchbox 20 or whatever. So.
Yeah. It just sounds like some actor from the 60s, Rob Thomas.
Oh, man. I don't know if I have anything else to be kind of really outraged about, except for the Haya Network. I mean, I was just going to say, if this is not run by at least one Asian person, not only mean Middle Eastern Asian either, I mean, like, all right, like from what they would consider the Orient, like, 100 years ago, like, then, like, you're doing something wrong here. Oh, dude, this weekend, I've got to show you the Boondocks episode with the Uncle Ruckus show. It's the one where Uncle Ruckus gets his own show, and, but it's all put on by BET and Magruder hates BET, and like, it's like the way he depicts them and stuff. It's so venomous. It is so venomous. Like he's not even trying to like cleverly hide it either. Like he kind of changes the name a little bit and stuff. Or change some aspects of, but Reginald Hudlin, who was like the director of BET for a while. And he's the guy that was going to do Boondocks, whose name is still on there as a creator, even though he didn't actually do anything with it. But part of the deal was that he'll be listed as creator. So he's the fucking, Roy Thomas, right?
I was about to say, okay, Roy.
and he wrote Black Panther for a short period of time. And they even called that out in the episode. Where he's like, did you read the comic I wrote? And he's like, here, he's like, read it. And he's also talking about how he went to Harvard and shit. It dude, like, he just lays into him. But his name is, he'll call him Reginald Hudlin. They call him Reggie, or Hedgie Rudlin, something like that.
When that's all people do to disguise their identity.
Yeah. It's like, so he doesn't, I mean, he's still not, like, he's like, I'm not going to call you out directly, but I want everybody to know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yep. That reminds me, I actually did a pretty similar thing. It was a lot of years ago. We were still playing D&D 3.5.
Oh shit, I mean, so you see that? They like, like the TV with like the boom box like attached to the top of it.
Nah.
I was trying to figure out what she picked up there. And there, see,
like, oh yeah, yeah, that is interesting.
And we're watching what's this, Magic Cop?
I don't know. I didn't see what you clicked. That thing's made out of tinfoil.
Oh, well, dude, you don't burn tinfoil. That's gonna make you sick.
Woo-ha.
I got you.
But yeah, did I tell you about my bard?
Mm-mm.
Who I based off of Stan Lee?
No.
I just called him Lanstee. It was quite literally just Stan Lee, but my whole thing was that he was a total glory hog, and so he would just take credit for everything.
How is that a toy? Look at this kid. Like,
they built all their props off of tinfoil. It's crazy.
But like, his whole, is he gonna pee on the fire? Yeah, he's peeing before he even got his damn, like, dick out.
Wow, good grief.
But the fact that, like, his toy is a burning, like, lantern, like, on a stick that he's pushing down the street like it's one of those vacuum poppers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, arson much? I mean...
Yeah, I don't know how much thought they've actually put into, like, any of this. It's,
Sorry, no, go ahead.
But yeah, I mean, like, nothing specific. Like, the gimmick for him as a bard is instead of, like, singing to inspire the rest of the party, he would just narrate what they were doing. And,
Wow, that's got to be annoying.
It was super annoying. I was very proud of it. It drove the rest of the players crazy, because it was just all, like, 1960s Avengers-style narration.
Oh, listen up, true believers!
So, like, as soon as the party all met, he was like, "Earth's mightiest heroes are assembling," and it was like, look, my improv skills were way more on point back then than they are now, but yeah, like, my whole thing was, like, we had some, like, diehard Stan Lee fans in that group, so I was just making it that, like, you know, he was a credit hog, so somebody would, like, pitch an idea, and I would be like, or a better idea, and then just repeat the exact same idea, but in a slightly louder voice, and, like, a couple of the other players knew what I was doing, so they would just go along with it, and like, I like that. He's got it going on. It drove the Stan Lee fans crazy.
Nice. Oh man, that's fantastic.
It was a lot of fun. Because I feel like most people who play bards just try to make them horn dogs. I think it's a lot funnier to just like base them off of something like that.
I don't understand why one would want to play a bard.
I mean, they're fun. They're fun. Especially in 5e, like 3-5, you kind of have to multi-class them, but yeah, they're decent in 5e. They ain't no rogues by any stretch of the imagination.
I'm gonna say, man, so far this movie's awesome, dude.
This is pretty wild. This is pretty wild. I'm kind of fucking with his mustache there. That's pretty nice.
I haven't gotten over his eyebrows yet.
He does have.
Holy shit.
Wow. Should we be doing a let's watch of this?
I mean, this is kind of interesting.
Dude. This is cool as shit.
All right, everybody, you got to watch Magic Cop, because this is bad as hell.
Dude. Wow. Wow.
Ta-da, the Shroud of Turin.
Yeah, yeah, no, I feel like there was some other thing related to, like, protests and shit that we wanted to talk about, but maybe that was it. Just that, like, that people don't really know why they're doing it.
Yeah, I mean, it's, I don't know, you have a lot of people that are out there protesting and rallying this and that, and someone asks them a question like, so, you know, why are you doing this? What is this for? And they're like, you know, it reminds me a lot of that one segment on Grand Theft Auto, Laszlo's station, where the guy is like, he's talking to Laszlo. He's like, yeah, he's like, you know, everybody come down to the park and everything. We're having a rally for it. It's like, what's the rally for? He's like, people are tired, Laszlo. You think of, you know, of like, of, you know, not getting the respect they deserve. They want to bring the city back and everything. He's like, oh, it's all great. He goes, but, you know, what's the rally for? And it's like, you know, it's for the people. It's like, yeah, but what are you doing this for? And the guy doesn't know. And he's like, I'm all behind it. I want to help it. Tell me. You got to tell me what's for. He goes, it's for hope, Laszlo. Please come. It's so great because the guy, I mean, like he never tells you what it is. He's like, we're gonna have like face painters for the kids and this and that, and it's like, you know, the people are speaking out and everything. Like, they want things to change. It's like, but what is this for? It's so good. And that's what I think. Like, people just get caught up in like, yeah, we're gonna go and we're gonna do this or we're gonna change the world. It's like, oh, dude, we're not here to change the world. Like, yeah, we just want them to bring back the McRib. Like. But why are we at McDonald's? No, City Hall is where we want to be. They can tell McDonald's to bring back the rib. Like, this makes no sense. You make no sense.
God, I would not mind the McRib being around year round. You know, controversial take. I'm just throwing that out there. I'd be totally in favor of that.
You know, I don't think I've ever had a McRib.
Really? I don't recommend it with the onions or the pickles, really, but just like the patty and the sauce.
I mean, here's the thing. It's like, I mean, it's not like, you know, beef or pork. It's a byproduct. But it's in the shape of what's supposed to be a rib, but it doesn't really look like a rib. It looks like like somebody didn't know how to properly lay railroad tracks. They put the trains like next to each other. Like, dude, they're supposed to be going like in a straight line. You know, it's like not like you create a series of speed bumps. Like, this is not. And then they put slap some barbecue sauce. So really the only thing you like is just, like, if you ask for a quarter pounder and put the barbecue sauce on it, it'd be pretty much the same thing.
I mean, yeah. Basically. I mean, yeah.
I mean, and then the fact that they put it in that shape. Like, that's what really kills me, is they put it in that shape. Like, what?
I mean, there's nothing wrong with the shape. I mean, see, I hear the same criticisms about Wendy's burgers, and people are like, ugh, square patties, and it's like, that. Oh, it's square. The flavor particles are now leaving it differently. Like, it, I don't get that.
And I mean, to me, like, why not make the bun square too?
I'd be down with that.
Yeah.
I'd fuck with that. Yeah.
You know how hard it is for me to eat a damn Wendy's burger because I don't know which side to start on? Like, I want to eat the corner, right? Because the corner kind of sticks out. But at the same time, like, I'm like, no, that's not how you eat a burger. I just keep turning around in a circle. Like, I don't know where to start.
You gotta just, like, unhinge your jaw and, like, shove the whole thing in there like Shaggy.
I told you about the time when I used to live in South Carolina, and Dave Thomas's daughter lived there at the time. I don't know if she still does or not. He came there, and it's, like, in the newspaper. I mean, like, not the full story. Like, it was a newspaper that he was there, and he was at one of the restaurants signing autographs and stuff. And he was there for a couple hours. And never once ate or drank anything from the Wendy's. Like, if you won't, why should I?
I don't know. I just really vibe with Wendy's burgers. They're good. To me.
Now, I mean, I guess out of the franchises, if you can find a really good... Oh, shit. If you can find a really good Burger King, right?
I think I want to marry this woman. You know, I'm just going to toss that out there.
I'm about to lose your shot, man. Bam.
I mean, she's already been shot and just kept right on going, so I feel like she's going to walk out of this unscathed. She's fine.
Yeah. But see, the thing is, you're going to hook up with her after this, and then she's going to call the cops on you. Be like, no, officer, she already had all those cuts and bruises and everything. She got shot, she got beat up, she got hit by a truck, and went through a windshield and everything. And that's not how she tells it. She didn't even talk! She's talking now. She's singing like a bird.
But yeah, I will say, like, Burger King, it's so hit and miss, but if you get one that's good, then it is really, really good.
Okay, because we're doing this podcast right here, like, my Burger King has to have a mix of, doesn't have to be equal, but it has to have a decent ratio, like a 55-45 or 60-40. I don't necessarily need 50-50, but like a 60-40 or 55-45 of, like, black and white people. Or you could do, like, you know, like 45% like black, like 35% white, and then like, you know, like, you know, toss a couple of Hispanics in there or something like that. I mean, that's cool, right? But I'm sorry, an all black Burger King. Oh man, your food comes out fucked up all the time. and I know that sounds so racist. I know it does, right? But that does not stop me. And I know it's not all the time, right? It's not all the time. But if it's 99%, fuck that one. Fuck that one. I mean, I'm sorry, an all black Burger King, your food gets fucked up. And you know this to be true from when we left the con and we stopped at the Burger King.
Was that the Burger King? I thought that was Wendy's.
No, because it was the, wasn't it Burger King? I guess maybe it was Wendy's.
It was Wendy's because we were kind of having that debate then that like, I kind of vibe with Wendy's, you kind of don't.
Yeah.
And then, are you talking about where like, we get to the drive-thru speaker and the dude's just like,
yeah.
Shit. Hell. Hold on, guys. Hold on.
He was asking people, like, he still had the mic on. He was asking people for like change.
Yeah,
like,
dude, if you got like a nickel, I just need one nickel, bro. Yeah, no, that was a Wendy's.
Oh, man. My God.
That was a Wendy's, and I'm pretty... Wasn't the dude white?
No, he was a black guy.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I don't see color, sir. I'm a little more progressive than that.
Well, I mean, I don't understand how you couldn't... Well, man, I was going to make another race joke about it. But I mean, like, yeah, like, you know, I got a black Burger King near me, right? And without saying too much, she's cute.
Yeah, she's adorable.
Without saying too much... Like, the way that the Burger King is made, the drive-thru is done, if you get in the drive-thru, you can't get out. You have to go all the way through. You can't be like, if they're taking too long, you can't leave. Which, to me, kind of says that they planned on this being an all-black Burger King from the start, right? Again, I know this is going to sound racist and everything, but that's the name of this podcast right here. So, like, we're just being insulting and stuff. But like, the shit's always, like, it's always fucked up. Okay. If you say, oh, like, we're making some hot fries and everything, you'll be up a minute, can you pull around to the front, and you pull around to the front, and then, like, 7 minutes later, they bring your fries out, and the bitches are cold, but, like, what the fuck was I waiting for?
Yeah.
Or, I mean, have you ever had to pull around to the front and park and wait for them to bring your food out, and then had to go inside and realize they forgot about you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Black Burger.
That actually happened to me... Was it at the Taco Bell near your place? No, it wasn't yours. In the town near me, the place that's like 30 minutes from where I live, there's like one of those Taco Bell Pizza Hut combos, which...
We were actually talking about that today, like, I'm sorry. Excuse me, I'm sorry. I love the Taco Bell Pizza Hut combo.
Oh, me too. Like, that is like a pitfall for me. If there were one closer to, like, where I work, I'd be a fucking lard ass by now. Cause, like, you've seen how I order Taco Bell. It's like, oh, I'm kind of in the mood for this, and I'm kind of in the mood for that.
Yeah.
And then you stack, like, Pizza Hut on that, and it's like, let me get some of them breadsticks, and let me get a personal pan pizza. Like, it's a bad scene, man.
I mean, this is the most economical thing. Oh, I can get a small pizza that's about the size of my outstretched hand, right, for, like, $3.99 with, like, four pepperoni on it, and you're like, and a couple of breadsticks, but like, man, this ain't gonna fill me up. Oh, I ain't even gotten to the breadsticks yet. I'm full. I mean, dude, hell yeah, I love that.
Yeah. No, I'm all about it, but,
I'll tell you the other thing I like, right? Just real quick is the Hardee's that has the Mexican restaurant attached to it. Like Red Burrito, whatever the hell that name is.
I don't know if I've ever eaten there.
Yeah. Sometimes it's not a Hardee's. It's Carl's Jr.?
Carl's Jr., yeah.
And it has that thing. Yeah.
I've only ever eaten Hardee's, never Carl's Jr.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, no, just like, typically they knock it out of the park with Burger King, Pizza Hut combos, but yeah, I can't remember.
Taco Bell.
Yeah. But yeah, can't remember what I ordered, but I wound up waiting like 30 minutes and then went in and they had no idea what was going on. I was like, motherfucker, I paid you. Here's the receipt. Like, give me my damn food. And then, like, had to, like, start the wait counter all the way over while they prepared everything.
Dude, so the Burger King, and the thing is, Burger King commercials, if you watch them, they are geared towards black people. They are, like, the people in the commercials are black and everything. Everything they do is, it's aimed at, like, a, you know, at a black audience, but like, come here and eat from your peoples, you know, like, yes, I put the S on there on purpose. But I went there and of course, you know, I got stuck in the, I got stuck in the line that you can't get out of. And then I had to pull around and wait. So I'm pulling around and I'm waiting. And there's no other cars there. There might be a couple people inside, but there's no other cars there. Like 7 minutes later, I bring my food out. The wrong fucking order. There's nobody else here! How do you do that?
Yeah, that pisses me off.
I'm like, oh. But if I can find a good one, a good one with the right mixture of, like, you know, then I'm good. But when it comes to, like, you know, like eating a fast food kind of burger type deal, like, I gotta go to Hardee's. That's my place.
See, the Hardee's in my town is so bad. So bad. Like, I the last three times I ate there, I got sick.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, yours is all messed up.
Oh, it's terrible. It's terrible, because, like, I've got family who, like, not corporate, but works pretty high up with Hardee's, and I was like, dude, you gotta do something. You gotta do something about the one in my town. He was like, we don't talk about the one in your town.
It's like a franchise one or something. They can't do anything about it if they wanted to.
I'm really not sure what their deal is, but it's pretty horrific.
Yeah.
Like you can only get food poisoning like so many times before you're like, I don't want this.
I mean, maybe they're hoping you're gonna get immune. Like, you know, after a while you're gonna build up a tolerance to it. Like, I can almost taste the actual burger now.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
that salmonella adds an extra kick.
See, like, cause, you know, the last few times we went to Hardee's, and I was fine here, mm-hmm. Like, your Hardee's is good, mine is just like,
well. Except for the one across from the hospital, that is always empty, no one's ever there, but yet they stay in business somehow. Even, I mean, it's across from a hospital with, like, the little, like, doctor's offices around it.
Oh, yeah.
But at lunchtime, really. It's still empty.
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't understand that.
Well, let's see, I'm trying to remember, did I ever get food from there? Cause, I mean, you know, that's like right on top of my everyday work thing. I got some hot dogs from there once, and like that's kind of hard to fuck up.
Did they?
No.
Okay.
No, like, I mean, how do you fuck that up? Do you like accidentally put mustard on it when I say I don't want mustard on it? It's like, okay, well, it's still good. Like, but so, their coffee is shit. Like, typically, I'm a big fan of Hardee's coffee. And that one, every time they serve me coffee, there's always, like, grounds in it.
Oh.
So it's like...
I think they sprinkle them on, they think it's like cinnamon and like a frat.
Right. Yeah, like, nothing pulls you out of a good cup of coffee, like, hitting the bottom and just being like... So, yeah.
I think the last time, this is not a joke, I know it's like that didn't really happen, this really happened. The last time I went there, and I didn't even eat there, the last time I went to that Hardee's, I pulled up, and someone was in the car with me, right? We were both getting something to eat. I pulled up to the drive-through menu, right? And they're like, you know, what can I do for you? I'm like, how about, hey, welcome to Hardee's, whatever the fuck you're going to say, right?
Yeah.
All right. So, and I was like, it's just going to take me a minute. And they went, and I was like, took my foot off the brake and just drove off. I'm like, fuck you. You're not doing anything. Nobody is here. I'm like, I mean, hey, granted, I know you feel like, okay, if you're going to go to a restaurant, like a fast food, you already know what you want. Right. But menus change all the time.
Yeah.
And, I want to see, like, you know, what you got going on. You got any specials, whatever. Right. And I go there and they just, like, I'm so sorry I'm taking you away from not doing a fucking thing. You know, I was like, and that was the last, that was years ago. And that was like the last time I even pulled into that one. So I go to the other one. Now, I've eaten a Crystal Burger.
Crystal Burger. I've never eaten there.
You know what I'm talking about, right? The ones that they have the little, they're kind of like White Castle, but it's Crystal. So they have the little small, like, Hawaiian bun burgers.
Okay, yeah. You know? I've never heard of them.
There used to be one in the town where I lived when I was growing up. and it's like, because it's like a little patty. They're, what do you call those? Almost like
sliders.
Yeah, sliders. It's like a slider before they would call them sliders. And it's got like mustard, like a little the dab of mustard, dab of ketchup, and a pickle on it, and maybe cheese if you get that one, right? And normally it would be like two together, kind of stuck together. And I ate there a couple times, like, but it was like, meh, it didn't really do anything for me. Now, the other place I used to live at, there was a restaurant called Hot Now. And oh man, I used to tear that place up. That was good. They had some great burgers there. And one day they were just gone.
Don't you hate that?
I do.
I'm still heartbroken over my ramen joint being gone.
Hmm. Let me ask you this. Yeah. Okay. So here's a scenario. You have like a fast food restaurant that you really like. Let's say burger place, or maybe if there was like a fast food ramen type place, right?
Sure.
And you love eating there. You love the food. It's always good, right? And you never had any problems. They get shut down, and they get shut down for health code violations. Serious health code violations. Are you happy they got shut down, or are you mad? Because you've never gotten sick from there.
Hmm.
So for you, like, you say that, but I've eaten there, like, once a week, you know, for like the past 3 years, and I've been cool in the gang, you know, but, you know, so it's like,
I feel like that's a scenario where you find out that your girlfriend's been cheating on you for years. It's like, well, I'm not upset that I found out. I just wish that I could go back to the naive me that never even considered that a possibility.
Right.
You know, it's that kind of thing where it's like, I miss those days, but I don't want to keep eating pubic hair in my ramen, so, like, I don't know.
I mean, that's a tough one, right?
Yeah.
But, like, I've never had a problem, so, I mean, maybe I was getting the contaminated food and it just didn't bother me. I got, like, an iron gut, or maybe, like, you know, for whatever reason, I was fortunate enough to always pass it, like, you know.
they never spit in my food. They liked me.
Right. It's like, it's because you're like, you never ordered the curly fries. That's where the problem was. The problem was with the curly fries. So, oh man.
I could go for some curly fries.
When's the last time you actually got hot curly fries?
Hot curly fries? Last week.
Okay, damn. You're lucky motherfucker.
I eat at Sheetz a lot.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Because, you know, as much driving as I do, I just need to, like, it's like, okay, I'm already in here to, like, take a piss, grab some coffee, I'm just gonna, you know, get my lunch.
He's always trying to grab the girl's ass, and he keeps stopping every time.
Yes, I'm quite enjoying this movie.
I am too. But, I mean, I guess outside of Sheetz, I don't think I've had hot curly fries in a while. And the thing is, I eat them because they're curly fries, like half of them, before I just quit and be like, you know, like, okay, I'm done here. You know, because they were never good to begin with because they were already cold, but they're curly fries. So I'm not getting that off. Now, when I say curly fries, I'm not talking about just like spiral cuts. I'm talking about the ones that have like the extra like batter shit on whatever.
Yeah. Zest. Yeah. No, that's the only way to do it, man. You much of an Arby's guy?
I'm so hungry, I could eat at Arby's. I used to be.
Because they make pretty good curly fries.
I don't think... It's been a while since I've eaten at Arby's.
That must make you a gay fish.
Yeah.
Doesn't even make any fucking sense.
Oh, so I was flipping through Disney Plus the other day, and Disney used to have a show called Fish Hooks on there. And I was with somebody, I was like, you like fish hooks? And I was like, he wants to be a gay fish. The joke doesn't work, but it's just so stupid. So I'm looking at this guy's fish tank here, right? Is that the bathroom or is he? Yeah.
Yes, it is. We have now seen two people pissing, one of which was a toddler. That's the one thing I'm not vibing with on this movie.
Look at the buttons on that damn phone. Is he like a retirement village? Oh, his bathroom's up to look like a telephone. That's funny. I'm looking at that fish tank and I'm like, dude, cleaning that thing's got to be a bitch.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Cause, I mean, like, the fish tank I had was relatively small, and even that was just a pain in the ass to clean.
Mm-hmm. By the way, we are an hour in.
Are we now?
Yeah. So somehow we went from talking about student protesters to fast food.
I mean, because, you know, it's just, it's outrage. Outrage! We could always talk about Extreme Blood Strike Force. Is that what it is?
I mean, shit, if we're going to do that, that's going to be a whole new
episode. Yeah, we'll save that for later. Oh, man. But yeah, this was good. I'm glad we were to kind of like get our mild venting out.
This was a good warm up.
There's no walls in this.
Hey, there we go.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. This gave me time for like my two cans of G Fuel to kick in. So
G Fuel.
I mean, you know, I stayed away from G Fuel. Shit, I don't want to add another 15 minutes to this episode. I stayed away from G Fuel for a long time. I tried it out. It's actually pretty good.
Okay.
There we go. I managed to keep it under 10 seconds.
I got a can of Prime if you want to try that.
No, I'm good. I'm good. I still got another...
Sure, you don't want heart palpitations and whatever else shit that Logan Paul gives you?
I hope that come July, Mike Tyson murders the entire Paul family.
Oh, man. Yeah, like he has so much fun killing him that he just like he just leaves the ring, gets in his car, just drives him to the house.
Well, it's like how twins have that like weird psychic connection. It's like, oh, you know, my twin lives in Oklahoma, but somehow I can tell he's getting his nipple tweaked or whatever.
Right.
I hope it's that kind of thing. Like Mike Tyson just hits Paul so hard that it like sends out the psychic reverberations to kill his brother.
Yeah, yeah, kind of like when Superman died in the Zack Snyder, like, you know, Justice League, like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Batman versus Superman, like when he dies, like sends that out, and then like you just see, you can actually physically see, like, you know, the wave travel out, and then like and then they're walking down the street and they just drop to the ground like they got unplugged from the Matrix. That would be fantastic. I mean, I know I shouldn't say things about like people dying and everything and, you know, getting murdered psychically by Mike Tyson, but that would be fantastic.
That would be pretty hot, yeah.
I mean, I will do an extra, you know, like 100 years in hell for redemptionism for that to happen. You know, because I said I'd like that and then I want that to happen. You know, so yeah, I'm good. I'm cool with that.
I think that's only an additional 100 years in hell if you like jerk off to the thought.
Well, now it's 200 years. I'm still okay with that.
Only twice? Damn. All right. Well, I have been Akomi. This has been fun.
And my name is Turk182. It has been fun.
Send us a self-addressed stamped envelope telling us your favorite fast food restaurants.
Yeah. You know, and, you know, Steak and Shake's not bad either.
I have never had a Steak and Shake, and I really want to.
Yeah.
Five Guys is kind of awesome, but I'm tired of spending $40 on a burger.
Oh, yeah, dude. Five Guys, like, do you want fries like or do you want a burger?
50-pound bag of fries.
Yeah.
Like, we just threw all the potatoes in here.
I mean, the burgers are good and everything, but yeah, it's like, I mean, you can't go in there and eat, you know, like, without spending, like, who knows how much.
It's bare minimum $30. Like, that's what we'll end this off on. I defy you to go into Five Guys and get an order under $30.
Yeah, I mean,
one that you're happy with. Like, get the shit on the burger that you actually want, and yeah, come back to me.
Get your lettuce, get your, like, your mushrooms and your chili cheese and all that kind of stuff, and yeah. Yeah, I agree.
All right. Well, in the meantime, we will catch you guys later.
Zang, yo.
All right there, folks. That was Our Moms Think We're Funny. Let's give them a hand.